Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 26th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Claude, used in Mexican breach. Pentagon threatens Anthropic access. Galaxy Buds 4 add chatbots. Gemini automates phone tasks. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. A cybercriminal used Anthropic's chatbot Claude to breach Mexican government networks and steal tax and voter data, researchers say. Israeli security firm Gambit found that a Spanish-speaking user prompted Claude to find vulnerabilities, write exploit scripts, and automate data theft. The attack began in December and lasted 1 month. The intruder accessed the Federal Tax Agency, the National Election Institute, and several state governments, exfiltrating 150 gigabytes, including files tied to 195 million taxpayer records, voter lists, and employee credentials. Anthropic and OpenAI investigated and suspended accounts. Gambit sees no clear state link. The case underscores criminal use of AI and strain on defenses. The U.S. Department of Defense has given Anthropic until Friday to grant unrestricted access to its Claude KI or face being labeled a supply chain risk or forced under the Defense Production Act to produce a military version. Axios reports the ultimatum followed a meeting between Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei. The Defense Production Act is meant to order production of wartime goods, but has been used during the pandemic. Applying it to AI would broaden its scope. Anthropic says it will not enable mass surveillance or autonomous weapons. The Pentagon says it needs Anthropic and may cut a contract of up to $200 million.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. Samsung updated its earphones with Galaxy Buds 4 and Buds 4 Pro with a flatter blade design, stronger active noise cancellation, and voice access to Gemini, Bixby, and Perplexity. The Pro uses silicone tips for passive noise damping. Buds 4 have an open fit. Samsung notes audio improvements and support for 24-bit, 96 kHz playback on compatible Galaxy devices. The Pro adds speech and siren detection and head gesture controls. Battery life is 5 to 7 hours depending on ANC and model, and up to 30 hours with charging case. Prices are €179 and €249. Pre-orders open now and market start the 11th of March. Google announced Gemini updates on Android, most notably beta automations that can run multi-step tasks like ordering an Uber or food delivery. The feature supports select food, grocery, and rideshare apps and is limited to the Gemini app on Pixel 10, Pixel 10 Pro, and Samsung Galaxy S26 series phones in the United States and Korea. Automations require an explicit command, run in a secure virtual window with limited app access, and display progress so users can stop errors. Google also expanded scam call and scam text detection to more phones, and Circle to Search can now identify every item on a screen. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.